Good evening, Dallas Stars hockey fans. Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. Well, today, guys, was not only a victory, it was a complete dominant performance. Something that we really needed, and it was against a team that arguably could be a really tough opponent through the rest of the 19 games we have left, considering they'll be picking up points. But doing this actually gave us a 8-point lead over them right now. Six-point lead over them. And right now, as we speak, we're at the number one position in the West completely. I know Vegas is only a couple points behind, but I think we're over the slump that we had in February. It's like February's washed away. We're into March. We've had 3 wins in a row now. And I'm just so proud that that win was in regulation. 7-3 on national television in front of basically everybody. And everyone watches the ABC games. And it just felt like we were letting everybody know that we were the team to beat come playoff time with the dominant performance that we had. A couple things that were really awesome for me is the fact that, you know, both Mason Marchman and Joe Pavelski had like 18 game streaks without a goal at all. You know, they were in these slumps and they couldn't get anything, and both of them got goals in this game. And it feels like they were doing everything they could to get them. There were pucks hitting crossbars the last few games. They looked like they were definitely putting pucks to the net. And you just knew that it was a matter of time before they actually got a goal. And now they did. And I think we're going to definitely see some awesome production. And the first line looked like the line that we all know and love, because, you know, Robertson got a goal, Pavelski got a goal, Rope got a goal. It just seemed like everybody was doing what they needed to do. And even Miro Heiskanen got a goal today. It was just like all man on deck. And there was a lot of grit. There was fight. There was people in each other's faces. There was big hits. It felt like a playoff game from the get-go. I feel like picking up Max Domi and picking up Dononoff when we did really solidified that back end. And I know that we were looking for some depth scoring today, but it was nice to see the first line produce the points that they did. And, you know, Otter did his thing. There were some really good looks, and he took care of business when he needed to. I mean, you know, the 3 goals that went in were definitely not his fault. There were things he didn't see, and Colorado did a good job of putting traffic in front of him occasionally. But I guess the biggest thing is it was pure dominance today. And I love that it was on national television. I love it that it was in front of everybody. I think Dallas is now in position to make a statement that they are the best team in the West. From here on out, we only have 19 games left, and the schedule seems to be pretty good. It's just now not letting our ego get in the way of us taking care of business one game at a time, doing what we need to do. And pure dominance. It was Silver Stick Night for Jamie Benn. This was a wonderful celebration for the captain in his 1,000th games. I wish that I could have gone to the game tonight, but it was a little bit more than I could have afforded in my budget this go around. But it looks like this is going to be an exciting last 19 games. And remember, this is Jeff with the Dallas Stars Hockey Minute. And remember, this was actually a pure dominance game. It was so nice to win in regulation. It was so nice not to be worried about overtimes or anything like that. We just put our throats on Colorado and did what we were supposed to do. Go Stars.